Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Stella Bronson is here to continue our story of Office Wife.
When Jeff told me he was making the interstate trip by himself, and he told me that I had to stay here, I could have screamed. It's quite obvious what's happened. And his wife, Marcia, heard that Benny Puller wanted us to go together. She put her foot down. This is the result. Well, I'll show her. If I can't fool Benny Puller into insisting that I go too, not tomorrow, but the day after, then I'll give up and take in washing for a living. I'll just wait till Jeff's gone for the evening. He's leaving early, thank heaven. Then I'll get on the phone. But I don't want anyone else to know. Not for a while.
Well, good night, Stella. If I don't get back till Monday, hold the fort for me, won't you? There's a good girl.
Of course I will. Have a good trip.
I shall. Goodbye.
Goodbye. For the present.
Yes, Miss Bronson?
Get me Mr. Puller's office, will you please, Minnie? I want to speak to him personally for Mr. Pilgrim.
Oh, but Mr. Pilgrim's just gone home.
I know that perfectly well, Minnie. Just get Mr. Puller, will you?
I'm sorry, Miss Bronson. I didn't understand you. Hang on a sec.
Silly little fool. Would I be making this call if Jeff was here? And now, exactly what shall I say to old Benny Puller? I think I'd better go around and see him. Hello? Mr. Puller? It's Stella Bronson here, Mr. Puller. I'm sorry to be a nuisance, but could I possibly come down to your office about 4:45? What? Well, actually, it's about that plane booking you made for me to go with Mr. Pilgrim, and which he cancelled because...
Hello, Jeff. Darling, you're home early. Don't tell me you've been fired.
Oh, me? Not in your sweet life. Come here. Hey. Want me to strangle?
I could strangle you. There.
Tastes nice, too. How's my packing for the morning?
Oh, it's all done my special way. Toothpaste and shaving things right at the bottom and things you won't need right on top with your gumboots.
Oh, gosh, thanks a lot. You're a whiz.
Jeff.
Now what, Angel?
Was Benny Puller hard to get on with?
Oh, about Stella staying here instead of going into state with me. No, he came around after one or two autocratic barks.
Oh, I'm so glad. I've been sitting here calling myself names all day. Thank you for not taking her with you, dear.
Shut up or I'll kiss you again.
Have I put in enough shirts for 4 days?
Oh, tons by the look of it. Hey, you've forgotten one thing, though.
What?
Dinner suit and the doings.
What on earth will you want the dinner jacket for?
Well, you know the way Benny Puller does business. He'll probably have some enormous bookings made to entertain the visiting executive sort of thing.
I thought you wanted he wanted you up there to work your head off.
Well, so he does, darling. But work with Benny always includes meeting most of his top-level staff. Socially, I mean. Anyway, I'd better be on the safe side.
I suppose so. It's going to be a bit of a squeeze getting another suit into that case.
Oh, never mind. I'll give it to the pub valet as soon as I arrive.
What plane are you catching?
I told you, darling. 8:15 in the morning.
Oh, yes. Can I come and see you off?
Oh, no, Pet, don't trouble. I'll have to be at the Airways depot at 7:45, you know.
Why couldn't I drive you to the aerodrome? I hate messing about with the Airways bus in and out of the thing.
No, really, sweet. I don't want to drag you out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll book a taxi tonight and leave you tucked up in bed.
Oh.
Well, what's the matter, darling? What are you looking like that for?
Jeff, you are going alone, aren't you?
Of course I am. What in the devil's going on in your head now?
Well, taking evening clothes and not wanting me to see you off.
Marcia, I'm not a liar.
No, please, please, darling, I'm sorry. Don't say any more. Please, sweet. I didn't mean it. I'm a fool.
Well, just for that, you jolly well can get up early and drive me to the aerodrome. Marcia, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to make me hate you?
I said I was sorry, darling. Don't say any more. I know you wouldn't lie to me. These awful things just slip out, that's all.
I'd like to know how they got into your head in the first place. I told Puller that Stella was staying here, and so she is. And if I couldn't have fixed it, I'd have taken you too. Now, there. Satisfied?
Yes, dear. I know she's not going with you. And next time I act like a witch, kick me or something, will you?
Believe me, darling, sometimes it's quite a temptation.
I'm entirely to blame, Mr. Puller, and Mr. Pilgrim was only trying to help me out.
What's made you change your mind, huh?
Well, I didn't want to miss this party, so I told Mr. Pilgrim I couldn't go with him. But I feel so beastly mean and selfish about it.
Why can't you tell Pilgrim this yourself?
Oh, because I don't want him to think I'm such an utter fool. Please, if you tell Jeff and Mr. Fleming that you absolutely insist on me going...
Well, if I didn't know that you're a good secretary, I'd tell you to go to the devil. Young women, draw down same. Thank the Lord. Well, all right. You want to fly north with Pilgrim in the morning?
I thought it would look better all round if I went a day later.
Maybe it would at that. Hey, have you realized what you're doing to my interstate teletype? Book two rooms for Mr. Pilgrim and Miss Bronson. Cancel Miss Bronson. Book for Miss Bronson only a day later. My northern office will think I'm running a tourist agency.
Would you forgive me if I took you to the ambassador's and bought you a double scotch? Or two?
Say, how did you know I always drank scotch?
I'll tell you a secret, Mr. Puller. I'm psychic.
Oh, I don't know whether you're psychic or not, but you're a smart girl. I think I'll take you up on that drink. Or two.
I thought you would.
All right. Just hang on a minute. Have my car sent round, Miss Johnson, and after 15 minutes, put any calls for me through to the ambassador's. Which bar, Miss Bronson?
Oh, the one downstairs.
Downstairs bar at the ambassador's. Right. Shall we go?
When you're ready, Mr. Puller.
Hey, it's not often I get taken out by a pretty young woman.
You should do it more often. It's good for the corpuscles or something.
There's one thing about all this we've overlooked. Does Jeff Pilgrim's wife know you're going to keep him company after all?
Well, now, that's something I simply hadn't thought of, Mr. Puller. Oh, but Mr. Pilgrim's private life doesn't concern us, actually, does it?
I'd say that depended on how many private lives the chef's got. Couldn't be that there's two of them. Could it, Miss Bronson?
Why, Mr. Puller, I don't know what you mean.
Hi there, Billy. Well, up to five. It's about time you knock off?
I'm just going, Mr. Palmer.
Mr. Palmer? Why, Millie?
Oh, shut up, Harry. We don't want anyone to know, do we?
How long will you be?
About 10 minutes.
Well, I'll drive twice round the block and pick you up at the entrance to the back lane. Hmm?
Wait for me if I'm a minute or two over.
Well, don't make it too long. I won't be able to park.
All right, I'll be there. Oh, good afternoon. Tress of the Bendigo and Company, Mr. Fleming. No, I'm sorry. Mr. Fleming is gone for the night. Can I take a message?
Good on you, Millie. You timed it beautifully. Let's get away from here, but quickly. Well, Poppet, anything bright come up today?
Only Stella Bronson.
Huh? What's she up to?
Well, it's real funny, Harry. It's got me baffled. She wasn't supposed to be going with Jeff Pilgrim, but this afternoon, the very minute he was out of his office, she rang Benny Puller. And said she wanted to see him. She said it was about catching a plane north the day after tomorrow.
Oh, rot, Millie. You must have got yourself mixed up.
Oh, but I didn't. I heard her as plain as you like, and she made an appointment to see Puller at 4:45. To explain, she said.
Oh, to explain, eh? Well, now this might reward a little concentration. I wonder what Stella's up to.
Oh, you can search me.
I wonder... I wonder if Stella and Mr. Pilgrim are taking Marcia for a ride.
It's a funny way to go about it.
Oh, I don't know. Marcia will have been told Jeff's going alone. And maybe this little arrangement's just to make sure that if she goes to the aerodrome to see her Jeffrey off, she'll see that Stella isn't on the plane.
Well, I don't care tuppence what they're up to. I'm more interested in you. Listen, Harry, you've been taking Miss Stella Bronson out yourself, haven't you?
Oh, I bought her a cup of coffee one night. You're not going to get passion maddened about that, are you?
I might. If I thought it was happening too often.
Now, look, Millie, don't let's begin that all over again.
You put it across me with Tess Barker. And if you do it again, Harry, I won't stand for it.
What would you like me to do, little one? Wear a dog collar saying I am the sole property of Miss Mildred Moffat? You're a big girl now, Millie. You should know the way the world goes round.
All I know is the way you go round, Harry Palmer. And don't forget it.
Now, listen, Poppet, there's such a thing as sticking your neck out. All you've ever done for me, you've done with your eyes open, of your own sweet will and accord, so don't start waving a stick at me. Now, what do you say we go up to my place? I'll play you some new Benny Goodman records.
Well, times do change, don't they? It used to be etchings.
Billy gets possessive at times. They will do, the little dears. But she's worth it for what she overhears on that switchboard of hers. So Stella's getting cagey, is she? It's as plain as a pikestaff what she's up to. She's not fooling Marcia. She's fooling poor old Pilgrim. Because he wouldn't go up there with her alone. Well, between now and when he gets back, we'll just have to organize some fun and games, won't we? We can't have dear Marcia in ignorance of what's going on behind her back. That wouldn't do at all. Dear me, no. That would never do.
We invite you to listen again to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.